I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Though many have long forgotten the tragedies that took place in September, Mexico is still working to rebuild from earthquake damage. And politics can affect a lot of people, but how often do you consider their impact on international students? Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. It's been exactly 3 months since an 8.1 magnitude earthquake struck Mexico City and killed nearly 300 people. It was Mexico's most powerful earthquake in a century. Since then, around 9,000 aftershocks have been recorded in Mexico's Oaxaca state. Before the big earthquake, most people didn't mind small tremors. But Jim Locher with Audio Scripture Ministry says now there's fear with each aftershock.
Because of that fear, people are not wanting to inhabit their homes again. So they're sleeping in the streets or in lots. They're sleeping in tents, waiting for a time when they can have the money available to rebuild their homes.
One of ASM's audio Bible recording projects in Mexico was also affected by September's earthquake.
The actual house that we were recording in collapsed. Thankfully, our technician and the readers had already left, but one of our main readers had lost a couple of his family members who were killed during the earthquake.
ASM is currently distributing audio Bibles and critical aid through ministry partners. So what can you do?
We would love to see a church bring a group down to work with us. They would be distributing audio Bibles, and they would also be helping to rebuild a church or maybe build some people's homes.
We'll get you connected at missionnews.org. Less than a third of the world identifies as Christian, and yet the majority of religious persecution is focused on Christians. This is one reason why the Third Archon International Conference on Religious Freedom, which finishes up today, is focusing on the persecution of Christians in the Middle East. David Curry, CEO of Open Doors USA.
This is a conference that has been in D.C. and it draws attention. You usually have bishops from the Middle East and from other parts of the world, high church officials coming together with politicians and talking about it at a high level.
While conversations among leadership is important, Curry says that to address the problem of religious persecution, we also have to listen to the voices of the everyday believer who's facing trials because of their faith. And whether you're a Christian or not, Curry says this is an important topic for everyone.
This is the issue, I think, of our time. And I say that with confidence because persecution, particularly the persecution of Christians, is the tipping point in every major crisis around the world, in North Korea, in Africa, in Iraq and Syria. It begins with the persecution of Christians.
As we enter the Christmas season to celebrate the gospel, Curry also asks that you remember to pray for the persecuted church. You're listening to Mission Network News. International students coming to study in the United States hit a record high last year, but this year, numbers dropped by 7%. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Director of International Student Ministries, Mark Papai, shares.
But I think the concern that many of us have is that our current climate around those from overseas seems to be changing some, and that there's a concern that there's been a kind of chilling effect on those from outside our country in terms of the welcome that they'll be offered when they come to the United States. I don't think it's right to conclude that, but it can be seen as plausible that when, especially from certain countries, there's been a kind of unwelcome sign put up almost on our shores.
However, Christians can help by inviting these students into their lives.
While it can seem intimidating to have an international student, what will we talk about? Will I be able to converse with them? But if we're simply ourselves, if we're hospitable the way we know how to be, so many of our American families say that we've received more from this relationship than what we've given.
Get connected with international students and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dinica Erdell. You can get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.